Him and a bunch of buddies are going to Lake Guerrero, Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
Down south where it's a little warmer to do some bass fishing.
Mm-hmm.
And I told him, I don't even know the man's name, but I said, yeah, I'll ask Willie about Lake Guerrero, the bass fishing down south.
Lake Guerrero.
How is it down there?
A very good choice.
All right.
Let me check my files here.
Okay.
He just stumbled through here.
Uh-huh.
See what?
Might be under G.
Well, here it is.
Mm-hmm.
Under S-O-C-K-S. Looks like there might be a little wash in too. So the boogers can stand up on their own.
Okay. Yeah.
S-O-C-K-S.
Uh-huh.
Well, this is an excellent time to fish on Lake Guerrero.
All right.
Because the biggins are biting.
All right.
I spoke earlier this week with a guide friend of mine on Lake Guerrero, Chico Montana.
Chico Montana. Uh-huh.
Yes, and if you are planning a trip to the lake and he's not available, he says you can fish with his sister for 50 cents. He says she really knows where the big ones are. He's a great guy.
Uh-huh.
And Chico claims you can catch almost anything if you fish with his sister. Now, let me see here.
Okay, yeah.
The report, most of the Mexican big bass are being caught on the Texas side of the lake. And as a general rule, they're being caught as they're attempting to cross shallow running streams. Chico also reminds you that there is no worry about bringing your catch home either.
Yeah.
He says you can throw several hundred bass in the back of a pickup and they'll ride in it for hours. He also suggests some of the following lures for big bass on Lake Guerrero.
Okay.
You might try the Whistling Pappy Spawning Spoon,
uh-huh.
The Hot Pepper Gill Puffer, Double Spinning Critter Getter.
Double Spinner Critter Getter?
Double Spinning Critter Getter.
That's a killer bait.
It's great. And the ever popular Deep Diving Border Jumper. Well, that is all the information I have for now.
I think that's plenty.
So until next time, good luck and keep a tight line.